All right, man, what do they do for work, I guess?
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Get out the.
That's Earl Grey. DJ Nation.
Not fake news.
Pause.
Not fake news.
Pause.
Riffo. MTG. Crack House Podcast. Podcast.
Team Degenerate here again.
This is Pat Nasty.
Alright guys, we're going to talk about
not that fake ass professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
Oh yeah, gas on that motherfucker is going to be a lot more.
It's a 25 gallon tank, yeah.
Hey, at least it's not 32.
Yeah, no. Whoosh.
How much does it cost to fill up your truck?
Looking at somebody else who filled up a truck about the same size tank, it was like $75 at Costco.
$75 will give me 3/4 of a tank.
Ouch. Ouch.
Hey, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. We're going to talk about gas prices and gas accessories.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a new, brand new gas accessory in my life.
Fucking blueberry. No.
That's not going to work. We got Biffo, who threw in the name Blueberry for the truck. And then my gal threw out the name Cookie Monster. So
how the fuck you...
I don't know.
Cookie? Oh, well, because he's blue. It's but blue. I have Cookie Monster. She's in the front room.
Yeah, I know. We got to work on it a little bit. We'll come up with something.
We can call it the Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle.
No, man, you need to put the red Superman ass on the motherfucking hood and just be done and over with.
Yeah, just be Superman.
His name can be Clark.
It's Clark. Done.
Yeah, your Done. Truck's name is now Clark.
It's now Clark.
It's just Clark.
All right, I got some people I can hit up for decals, too.
Oh, what do you mean? The old lady's got a fucking cricket in the kitchen.
Could she pump one out that big?
She can. Yeah, she'd be able to.
All right.
Hey, this is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Hey, we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Well, it's a good segue. It's on brand for us. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Usually I'm dropping disclaimers or fucking some shit right now. I'm just trying to look and see if there's more room on my walls to put up fucking pictures.
Don't worry. The cave will open soon.
Yeah, then you guys can see new shit.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, we got some news going on. There's a lot of, believe it or not, magic news this week.
Thank God.
We have...
We've been so stagnant.
We have a Alpha Lotus selling for over
$511. $511,000.
Oh, yeah, $511,511.
Don't make the woof. A Watsy coming in.
We do have secret layers, a whole bunch of them. We can talk about how Magic's best year was last year financially.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new banning.
A pre-ban announcement, which we'll get to in a little bit.
And we got some new news for MTG stocks. If you guys are holding out on revised cards, and you guys have some of these Bad Moon, one black, one colorless, all black creatures gain +1/+1 enchantment from back in the day, you're looking at a quarter of a C-note. Or $25.
Potentially. Look, I just skimmed through TCG Player. You can still get them for $2, $3.
But you know what's going to end up happening?
It'll go up.
They're spiking right now. Everybody's looking at it. Nobody's pulled anything down from their websites because, you know, I've been telling you, all you assholes, I was talking to Gio about this. Nobody wanted to believe old Bob telling everyone, hey, you know what? Commander Legends, or not Commander Legends, but Legends in general, the set, it's too cheap. You guys need to start buying these rare and off-the-wall commanders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while they're fucking cheap. And now, a lot of them you can't get for under a fucking bill.
Sounds about right. Honestly, sounds about right.
So, Bad Moon's on the rise. Because Bad Moon is on. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see why that fucking card is.
So, the next one up, Death Cloud. X triple black, I believe, sorcery?
X sorcery.
And each player loses X life, discards X cards, and sacrifices X creatures, then sacrifices X lands.
This goes hand in hand with Turgrid, God of Fright.
Yee.
Five drop, three colors, two black. It's a flip commander, man. He's an artifact also. But his lovely ability is whenever an opponent sacrifices a non-token permanent or discards a permanent card, you may put that card from a graveyard onto the battlefield under your control. So, man, there's just so much you can abuse this guy with. And of course, she went up. Is it a she? I don't know. It went up last week.
Pretty sure it's
in
she.
Price. Because it was cheap there for a while. Now it's $11 and some change.
Yeah, no,
I love the way they write this shit up. If you manage to get your hands on a Cabal Coffers, how much is a Cabal Coffers nowadays? So, F&M promo is $97. Torment is $70.
Yeah.
So, not everybody has an extra Cabal Coffers.
Well, I think
you also came out in Plane Chase.
Yeah, so I think what they mean in that statement is using the card. If you happen to, they happen to have to sack their Cabal Coffers, and you're in a mono black ADH.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty good. Because it's also not a legendary land, so it's pretty.
What does it say right here, man? Cabal Coffers.
Nice.
MTG stocks. They need to fucking update their coding, because right now this is Scroll Rack from Tempest under Plane Chase Cabal Coffers.
Whoops.
Man.
I will say the Death Cloud, looking at TCG player, yeah, $15.
Slowly going up. And the thing is, dude, this was a bulk rare when I was opening up Modern Masters.
I've had one. My very first EDH deck, I had one. I was playing Nath of the Guiltleaf, and I needed budget discard shit.
You know the funny thing,
and that
is,
was one.
I need to look in my bulk rares, because this was a bulk rare, well, up until, you know,
last week.
Yeah. So, and I think I have this in foil.
Ooh. $50 foil.
Oh, you know, that's just stupidity. And so we got the third card on our list, man. Elvish Champion. Up 123%. $16.
Yeah, so that's a bit high. I'm scrolling through literal all... God, how many results?
Dude, there's a billion
of
this card.
There's 10 different versions of this card. That includes the crazy expensive Junior Series, A-Pack.
Yep.
Whatever
Which
series.
Which is $200.
Ones.
But you know,
those are like $200, $300,
$400. Still sexy looking.
But you can go get a 9th edition white border for $3, $4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Not everybody like... most people, when it comes to EDH, I'm even like this. I prefer to have all black border.
You know what they're going to want, man? You know what they're going to want? Is they're going to want that 7th edition foil.
That's the big one.
For the black border, you know. And, of course, they're going to want the 10th edition foil black border.
I think I have a copy of the 8th edition.
Because foil. I hate the 8th edition.
The reason why I like the 8th edition is because it's the old wording. Yeah. Old Templeting with a newer art where it doesn't show a creature type and then just says all elves. Yeah. Versus it's an elf and other elves.
Yeah.
I just thought the old templating was funny. So I picked one up for probably $5-6 a while back.
So another card that you can use with Turgrid, God of Fright, you can use Desolation. It's an enchantment. 2 blue, 1 colorless. At the end of each turn, each player who tapped a land for mana during that turn sacrifices a land.
It's a tax piece.
If it's a Plains, sacrifice it in this way. Desolation deals 2 damage to that Plains controller. So, hey, that's a nice way of you mana ramping.
Mm-hmm. Just Desolation. There we go. Let's see. What's Desolation going for? $2.
You know, it's not...
They've got one listing at $2. 4 copies right now in Mod Play. And then it immediately jumps to $5.
I love this. So... Oh, I just got tired really quick. So we got this Concordant Assault, right? This is the top 3 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
What's number 3 right there?
Number 3, for some reason, is Jace the Mind Sculptor. And it's on the
temporary
incline.
And he is at the lowest he's been for a fucking long time.
And this is the Masters 25? Yeah.
Yeah, Masters 25.
Hmm.
I mean, and you know what, man? $57, I'd pick them up.
Yeah.
I got plenty of them, though. That's the thing. But no, that's right there. I'd be picking her up.
Yeah, Brea. She's come. They're all. This is the drops.
Yeah.
Opposition Agent's finally bottoming out.
And Master. Well, Master Transmuter's never been really. Wasn't high on crazy the hog, eye. Unless you go after the foils, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, finance-wise, man, there's not much else going on. Let's take a look on the interest side. That I just saw Nether Void for $1,950, bro.
Oh, God.
Right there, Nether Void, $1,950, up from $975. Let's see right now. TCG Player has them still at $974.
Yeah, it's a good card.
So I wonder if Stocks literally goes through. No, never mind. Already done.
Yeah, 1,000, 1,200 and up.
What's this right here?
$200,000?
For
a near mint.
Tau Magic. Near mint. Shipping included, man. $200,000. Oh, fuck, man.
Is it a PSA 10 graded? And they just
I doubt it. I doubt it very fucking seriously, man. For this price, man, you know what? Oh, man, that's just... No. Old school is being priced out. I don't know, parking lot. Do you think that old school is going to be able to survive this?
Well...
It's a seller's market right now for old school. If you had all those playsets that we were buying of older cards, all now are worth money. Do I get rid of my Guardian Beasts? Do I get rid of my Sun Chi's and the rest of my shit that I use for my fucking decks? Do I just say fuck it right now and wait a year or two once the Rona leaves or gets back to where life is semi
normal again
and then buy it again when it actually drops? But when you know the prices for the shit's never going to be the same.
I mean, if you need the short-term income, but honestly, I'm going to quote Rudy here. Stand true. Hold, people. Hold.
Yeah.
There's no point. You already put the money into it. It's like the stock market.
Look at Moxon. You can't buy a Mox now for less than a grand. None of them.
If you bought it beforehand and you sit.
Well, Brad got two jets. That one's fucking beat. Mm-hmm. He bought for $2. He could still get $500-$600 out of it.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
You want to, like, in his case, I can imagine trading it in, get a better grade.
Here's,
on one.
Here's the thing I don't like. Original Triskelions from Antiquities. Almost $300 fucking dollars for this card, right? Almost $300 when there's fucking 9 other printings.
It's the old school market.
Honestly. But just for black border, you know what? I have a white border one. It's real easy. Let me get a Sharpie, just like we used to do back in the day if we didn't have black borders. I could Sharpie one real quick.
I wonder what the... What is the old school legal white border? Or is there an old school legal white border?
There is. Fourth edition, right there. $2.38.
Ah, well, yeah, shit. Who cares? One thing I liked about old school is that I can get away with using all white border.
Yep.
Intentionally.
I knew a guy back in the day that didn't have full black border, so what he'd do is he would acetone the black off the cards to make them all white border. Yeah, dude, his legends, some of his AB, alpha and beta stuff.
Oh, God.
I'm like, dude, you're
the mistake,
fucking...
the mistakes. He didn't know. I'm trying to, like, he didn't know. He just didn't know. It's okay.
Look at this, man. Fucking Pixie Queen.
You are a Pixie Queen.
Is $100.
Target creature gains. That's it. Yep. I mean, what? Yeah, I can't.
And it's like a fucking three drop. Four drop, three casting cost ability, and you got a tapper to give.
And it's a one creature. One?
Yeah.
Lightning a one bolt. One flyer for four. Lightning three bolt. And tap. Yeah. Give something else flying.
Heaven's Gate. This isn't uncommon. This used to sit there in fucking bulk listings for a long fucking time. $130, $34 now.
And it's uncommon. Man.
Hey.
Time machine this shit.
North Star. I mean, I'm looking at these cards going, dude, look how much a scrubland is.
400 for revive. 450?
450 for a scrubland. Didgeridoos are fucking $45 now.
Still climbing.
Oh, yeah.
Didgeridoo.
Rock hydras that we are picking up for with revised for $1 are $20 now.
And I think I was going to actually pick one up for my old school deck. Just to have one. Yeah, just for the fuck of it.
One. Now you got to spend $20, bro.
I mean, I spent $20 on a fucking Shivan Dragon.
There is no way in hell. So, the card that climbed the most today is Moat. It went up 10,076% to $100,749.50.
Okay. Click that. What eBay seller did some janky shit?
It's somebody on it's got to be someone on TCG Player that listed it for that price. Oh, I was about ready to say, who the fuck says it's out of stock? See, now here we go. We have a Gem Mint 9.5 Gem Mint.
Great.
Slabbed for $3,500.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not upset with that number, considering A, the card, B, it's fucking graded.
But there is literally right now only two for sale on TCG Player. So the base price is
$14.98. Man.
Let's go to Card Kingdom and see if they're sold out yet. Nope.
They got three in EX.
Oh, but they got a good for $1,100. I'd fucking buy the good because the good is better than fucking I've bought plenty of shit. Drew, you better be glad that you got that candelabra for as much as you did, because that motherfucker is
$1,200. $1,200. And that over there, land tax from Legends, going for 109.
How about those mana drains?
Legends for 380.
Uh-huh. Mm. Uh-huh. Look at those lands.
Hey, look at that Taiga.
For 450.
For 450. I got three.
Yeah.
Maybe,
you better be glad you got
three. Are you trying to talk me into selling my fucking deck? Because quite honestly, as stupid and janky as my deck is, I don't need the dual lands. I really don't. They help, but they're not necessities.
No. It's like having a Mox in my mono black deck or in a mono green deck. I don't need it.
It's not as good as you think it is.
Because I was talking to the old lady. I was like, man, you know, I can sell some of my... You know, Guardian Beast is... How much are Guardian Beasts now? Well, hell, man. $622.
Eh.
It actually went down a little bit. $600. Bless you. Thank you. $600. Funny thing is for what I bought mine for $260.
How many you got?
I got two.
Sell one, keep one. Still good in EDH.
Yeah, but it's even better in my fucking mono black deck, though.
Yeah, yeah.
For old school. All right, man, let's get on with the rest of the fucking news, man. You know what? I can look at this financing shit.
You can look at these crazy-ass prices all day long, and we'll do it again.
No, it gets worse, man. Come on.
What is this shit?
It spiked up 100%.
Argothian Worm from Urza's Saga is up to...
$3 now.
$3, and it does what?
It's 4 drops, 6/6.
Play, any player...
may sack a land to put Argothian Worm on top of their owner's library. Oh, this works with...
Durgrid.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty good. Do I get a, 4-drop? Was it 4-drop, 6/6? Like, that's...
You know what? That's not bad.
No, it's not. 4-drop, 6/6. You sacrifice the land, it bounces back to my hand.
And you get to put it back into play. And you get
then I'll cast it again. Do you want to pay it again? And again? That's...
Hey, buy it on TCG Play right now for 75 cents. See, these penny stocks, man, this is the one that you go after. Shit like this. Because that's still a pretty good thing. It's a 4-drop for a 6/6.
So, what you're saying is I need to put that into my Marin of Clan Eltoff, because that's where Turgard's going. It's all about sacrificing.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on with the next thing. So we're going to talk about Secret Lair. You know what? Not yet.
We need to start with the Secret Lairs and go into that. You know I'm right.
Well, since we're doing finance first, let's skip on over to 2020 was Magic's best financial year ever.
And the Wolf is here to talk about it.
Magic's revenue continued growing throughout the year despite a 5% year-over-year decrease in revenue from Hasbro's other franchises brands. Hasbro overall revenue decreased 8% to $5.47 billion in 2020 when compared to 2019, though it adjusted operating profits increased 15% to $826.7 million. $1 million.
Their operating costs go up because they didn't have to pay as much in the workforce.
Yes.
And they're taking that as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think all companies are scumbags.
Well, not just that. How many more people are playing fucking Arena because of this COVID shit?
Yeah. Pretty much everybody.
And you notice they didn't kill Magic Online.
No.
Because that's one of the only ways you're going to play Commander, unless you do Webmander like we do with the
paper. League. Yeah. Paper Webmander. I mean,
that's some serious increase in monies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Well, we had a new set or something new come out every fucking month.
The hell, it was more like every three weeks.
For every month, there was just fucking something new coming out. We'll also get on with this. We were talking earlier about old school cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, a recent 10 out of 10 Gem Mint 10. If you guys don't know what a Gem Mint 10 is... when you get your cards graded from PSA or CGS or any other companies that do this, they slab them in a piece of plastic, and if you get a Gem Mint 10, your card is perfect in every way. It is perfect centering, perfect corners, perfect everything. No blemishes, no scratches, no dings, no nothing.
Didn't even have a fingerprint on it.
Well,
one went to eBay.
The case was signed by the late Christopher Rush.
Note those words. The case was signed. not the card, because if the card was signed,
believe it or not, no, they don't do it as damaged anymore. They changed it. PSA has changed that over.
I know they noted that it is a official signature. Because they do grade the signatures, but it's good to hear that they don't.
So, with 123 bids, and it ended January 27th, 2021 at 9:01 p.m. for a grand total of $100,000.
$511,100. With only $250 shipping?
This is what gets me, man. The guy only says that he's doing $250 shipped. For that much money, I would have drove it to whoever bought it. The problem is eBay gets a chunk of this. And then the IRS gets notified that you sold this motherfucker for that much money, and they get a chunk of it.
Mm-hmm. So, I did crunch some numbers on this. Now, if he sent it by USPS, which is, I believe, what they mark, right? USPS for that 250 under the shipping?
No, it just says
details. Doesn't specify that. So, if you were to insure it for the sold cost of $511,100, and you insured this package, the insurance would rack you about $3,500. Just for the insurance. Before the shipping.
Here's the funny thing. So, here we go. We have the owner of this Black Lotus. This Black Lotus more than doubled the previous sales record set in 2020 when another Gem Mint PSA 10 Alpha Lotus, also signed by the artist, sold for $250,000. The owner of that Black Lotus was Daniel Chang of Vintage Magic. We all know that he can be an asshole. He is banned from the old school community, him and his cronies, for cheating.
Yeah.
But if this one has been on the hush, nobody knows who bought this card. We know where the money came from.
Yeah.
GameStop stocks.
No, this was actually before the GameStop hike.
But one of the vendors where the Black Lotus was possibly acquired more than a decade ago. But the card's previous owner, because see, these are all with these PG or these PSA graded cards.
There's a history.
There's a history of who originally got it slabbed and whatnot. So David Edwards was the original owner of this set. And he actually owns a alpha set on the PSA registry. So that means he has a full graded alpha set. I don't think they're all gem mints.
Yeah, so it goes on right here. Complete set of graded alpha, where only 32 of the cards were not gen mint 10s. 32 out of how many cards were printed in alpha?
Let me look.
Yeah, because I don't even know that number off the top of my head. But 32, and if it's alpha, that means there was no Volcanic Island? Right? Because that was the one that was their early fuck up?
Well, there was only 1,100 of each rare made. Only 1,100. Oh, I got a MTG. Come on. Get with it there. There's only 295 cards in the set.
So 35 were not 10s. So 260 cards were gem mint 10s.
Man.
I'm curious how many of those 32 were commons. or were rares that he didn't hit 10s for some reason. Or just what cards were in the 32? Like, that would be a great read for me. Don't know why I'm interested
and
in that. But
you didn't specify. 32 are not graded Gem Mint 10, and many are the top or only graded Gem Mint 10 in existence.
Yeah, sorry, that's an important line, too. Shit. Man.
Well, when you... Obviously, he has money. He's been doing the PSA grading for 13 years. And just like comic books, if you buy a comic book, you can double or triple or quadruple the price if it is a 9.8, a 9.9, or a 10. There are very few limited 10s out there, but they can command whatever you want to fucking get. I know what's coming up for auction is a 4.0 Amazing Spider-Man number one, first appearance of J. Jonah Jameson.
Okay. Four is kind of, now four is low in the comic book world though, but I mean, it's still,
five,
it's old.
Five is a VG, so which is still nice and good, and that can still fetch.
Yeah, well, I understand just being old money. Comic is old. Big money anyway.
Yeah.
So even if it's mid-grade, it's still worth fucking money.
But for a Lotus, this thing had to straight come out of a pack and be perfect out of the pack, perfect centering.
Already a fucking
It's like, how many did he go through before he was able to get one as a gem mint? That is my thing. If there's only 1,100 rares printed for this set...
How many did he touch before he got that? How many did he send off to grade before that?
Yeah, did he send this off? Did he fucking buy this? I mean, that's...
Whew.
That fathoms my mind when they go, hey, yeah, this is a Gem Mint 10. When I used to collect baseball cards, it was the same thing. When you'd send them into the PSA to get them graded. And it'd come back, and if you got a Gem Mint 10, dude, come on. You got a Gem Mint 10 Jordan rookie or one of the star rookies, or if you got, Gem Mint fucking Mickey Mantle from 52 from the top set, which is virtually impossible. They're not saying that they're not out there.
Yeah. So one of the few other things that I have in my collection of cardboard is a plaque Derek Jeter rookie card that I bought at Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
That they did. They put those into the plaques themselves. So it's not graded. But I would imagine that they put the card in themselves. It's pretty minty. I would imagine.
Well, you also got to remember, some of those cards had gloss fronts on the thing. Sliding it in there without a top load or anything can actually scratch the surface.
As it went in.
That's,
yeah.
See... When I did baseball cards, Upper Deck was notorious. If you shuffle your cards, looking through the pack, you would scratch them.
You have to lift them off individually.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's the same thing with Magic cards. If you sit there and rifle through a pack really quick, it has a gloss coating on the top. Not like you think, but it does leave micro scratches on the face of the card. And if you look, especially on a foil, you can see them on there.
Yeah.
And when you send this shit in the grade,
they microscope that shit.
They look at that crap. And that's how you're getting a 9.5, 9.8, a 9.9 instead of a gem mint. And you're going, well, this should be a gem mint. It looks perfect to the eye. To the eye. But as soon as that microscope is hit, any imperfection, any small scratch, that is no longer gem mint.
Yeah. So probably my world, considering all that, I'll just keep it where it is.
It's no, fine. You just keep it where it's at.
I mean, keep it in that. I bought it at Yankee Stadium for $35.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, Love Is in the Air is already done and over with.
Really? When does it end? Oh, the 21st?
Oh, it ends the 21st, but I was thinking Valentine's Day because that's
Yeah, it's to be out before Valentine's.
So Love Is in the Air.
Love Is in the Air tonight.
Secret Lair's Smitten Super Drops coming out. Love Is in the Lair this February, and it's not just our signature mixture of perfume and cologne. Wrong. Because Magic players don't wear fucking perfume or cologne or deodorant.
They leave that shit behind.
They just stink. We found you the perfect match. The lovely cards from our latest super drop. Each drop brings a lot to the table. Things like giants, Valentine's Day, fairies, metal, and additional giants. Not only take a look, true love can only be a click away.
This is not a Russian buy a bride dating site, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck are you doing? So we got
fairy rad.
Okay, so
it's foil. We got Glenn Eldra, Archmage.
Glenn Eldra, Archmage.
We got Mistbind Click, Vidillion Click, and Spellstutter Sprite. I like two out of the three. So
two out of the four.
Glenn Eldra and Vidillion Click. I just like the artwork on that. Really abstract Picasso-ish for the fucking Mistbind Click and Spellstutter Sprite.
It's just, which is weird, because like if you look at these four arts, two of them seem those first two you were talking about, Glenn Eldra and
Vidillion.
Those arts feel in the same category, but the other two feel off.
Yeah,
you almost get a clash between a psychedelic and anime almost.
Yeah.
But
it's no. So what you get is one foil borderless alternate art of each card. Foils, $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in foil, so there is no other.
There is no non-foils for this one. Womp womp womp.
I love these. Think these are your favorite fairies, as if. While most fairies flutter about, only these fairies are totally fly. I like this. Totally fly. Boasting a 90s tacular rainbow palette, each foil fairy features hella awesome art by Maria, whatever her damn name is.
Jen,
whatever. Rain, whatever. And Maria,
whatever.
Plekova. That's the only one I can recognize. Have a problem with the way they do things, you can talk to their hand because these... What the fuck?
You can talk to their hands because
antennae
are not listening.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. Yeah, but...
Somebody does not get paid enough to fucking write copyright lines like that. That's just... I'm sorry. I tried working in a newspaper. That's some copyright writer shit
right
there.
So right here we have the unfathomable crushing brutality of basic lands in foil and non-foil.
Yes.
So, do we like the new metal look of some of the new Keldheim Secret Lair stuff that just got released?
We liked the metal posters.
Yes.
These are amongst close to the same category.
And they did the same thing with basic lands. Full art metal basic lands. They look... Dude, that swamp
the swamp is, yeah, I would say the swamp, between the swamp and the mountain, those are the top two, in my opinion.
I love it, man. There's a skull on every fucking one of these pictures, dude. Even the plains.
Where's the skull in the forest? I didn't even, yep, right there. Never mind. No, I was like, I didn't see it. Oh, there it is.
But
yeah,
that's
fucking
these
metal,
are
right?
In foil and non-foil. So you're getting five cards, foil or non-foil. So non-foils are $29.99. Foils are $39.99. So we are Secret Lair, and we're here to teach you the true meaning of brutality. You think creatures are brutal? Creatures are nothing. You think kill spells are brutal? Removal is a child's plaything. Only one type of card is truly brutal and truly metal. And that card is basic land.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
The game can't function without them, so yeah.
So the artwork is done by Mark Riddick. And understand that you know nothing of brutality. Mark knows everything. With these lands in your possession, your education will begin. Prepare to be born anew. Let's look up Mark Riddick here.
Like that name just sounds familiar, and I'm not sure why.
Let's see. Mark Riddick. Riddick Art. Oh, okay. So he does...
fucking metal art. All right.
Yes, he does.
That's what he does. That's what he do.
And he does skateboards. So he's done works for Slipknot.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Lots of fucking work for Slipknot, clearly.
Druid Lord. Last Drop of Blood. Ooh.
That was a wine bottle art.
I like
nice.
That.
Life After
Death. Artwork. Temple of the Void artwork. Damn, dude, that's fucking badass.
Did he do the last set? Because looking at that last one.
Yeah, he more than likely did.
That screams.
And he did right here. Oh, man. Yeah. Together, he artwork. Did the, bam.
He did
dude, but look at the full art. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought I recognized the name. So, yeah, he just came back to do some more, which makes sense because of the shirt. Now, yep. Now I know why he did the basics.
So,
it's for the shirt.
You know what, man? Go check out Mark Riddick.
10 out of 10.
Dude, his shit's good. His shit's really
I'd
good.
I'd get his shit tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
I got a nice fat calf right here. That would love
I got an arm that needs some fucking ink, and I would do
those basics.
I would do the basics.
I would do the simple logo in that style.
No, I get a swamp on one arm with the way the skull with the
yeah,
skull
yeah,
right here and this,
good.
Right? And man, I'd have to split the island and the forest.
Yeah.
So, but let's move on to the next one, man. So, the next one is Valentine's Day 2021.
The official Valentine's Day Secret Lair for your love of a nerd.
Foil effect simulated. Just like the cards, they're fucking simulated.
They're real.
So, non-foils are $29.99. Foils are $39.99.
Yeah. All right. So we got
Boros Charm
with a Cupid and the Boros logo in the middle of a heart. Okay, candy.
With candies.
So I'm getting a weird cross between Cupid and Candyland.
Yeah, but why is it a black and white peppermint, not a regular red?
Are they
and
all
white?
Black and white?
Yeah, black and white. Black and white.
Peppermint trademarked?
I don't think so, man. And this one, Gisela has a black heart.
Yeah, okay. Gisela, another Cupid. Gisela, Blade of Gold Knight.
Sword.
Why is Goblin Rabble so the card selection in this one is fucking weird.
Yeah, so they got Goblin Rabble Master. Then they got Heliod.
Sun Crown. You know, that one that goes infinite for lifelink shenanigans?
So they got him in a pink fucking tutu. I mean, pink outfit.
Pink
with
robe,
a spear.
Heart tip spear.
He doesn't look right. He looks
it's
like
the,
something
it's
from
the
Adventure
art
Time.
Style.
Looks like for something from Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Then we got Monastery Swift Spear, one of my favorite cards. Yeah, that
looks too fairy.
That is nasty.
Yeah, she just looks way too much like a fairy.
And then
fairy
we got a goblin token with fucking roses stuffed down his throat. And he's tied up. You know what, like, man? $29.99 to $39.99 There's no cards in there that I like. But let's go to the next one. Keldheim Part 1. The showcase, not etched, but showcase for these cards. So this is non-foil and foil. Non-foil, guys, is $24.99. Foil is $34.99.
No. You're getting ahead of yourself there.
There's a reason why that these are $5 off the normal price.
For part one.
So
let's talk about the cards in it.
There's only three cards.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Big Boy Prime Time. Primeval Titan.
Primeval Titan looking good. I love that the Kaldheim border.
I love the Frost Giant. The Frost Giant looks fucking sick.
Same opinion. But it's card number three that scratches our head.
Which, I have a foil full art of this, so it's not like... But I do like... I will seriously think about getting this because I do like the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath, is also in this set.
But there's a disclaimer.
Yeah, let's just go over right here. Let's go to the Magic the Gathering pre-announced Uro banned across at least three formats.
You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. Uro's getting fucking banned, and they announced it in the secret lair.
Yeah.
And thus discounted it $5 because you're going to be buying a banned card.
Which they didn't do with fucking Oko when he was banned before he was released.
Oko, here's the difference though. Oko was not printed in a secret lair product post-banning. He was never printed in a secret lair product.
So,
but
Wizards of the Coast
is crazy.
Has pre-announced Magic the Gathering banning update for Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath.
And I've got it right here for you. We are planning an upcoming BNR announcement. In that announcement, we plan to ban Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath, in Pioneer, Modern, and Historic. Additionally, we are continuing discussions about doing the same in Legacy. While we are still working internally on the larger BNR announcement for that week, we wanted to share this information ahead of this sale.
So a little bit more on that. Magic Gathering bans have become significantly more commonplace in the card game. It's a combination of online play, figuring out formats faster, ambitious designs that push power levels above the normal in recent years, has resulted in problematic metagames. While Oko the Thief of Crowns was previously the best example for these aggressive bans, he really wasn't online at the time. There was no arena. And he sure the fuck wasn't on Modo.
No. So, no, he was on Modo. That's where it started.
Did they get... Oh, they got it a week before we got...
They got it a week before. Yeah. And then...
Was previously the
Legacy of... Paper Legacy event happened.
Yep.
That's when they went, oh God, this guy just played a Black Lotus, turn before, didn't pop it, made it into an elk to win the game.
Yep.
And they're like, okay, no, that's too broken.
So... That the title of most aggressive ban is now going to go to Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath instead. The card has been a powerhouse in every format it's legal in. That's the thing. You guys have not touched this in a fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
This card has been... It is almost rotating out of fucking standard here soon.
2022.
You guys have fucking released this card. Now you want to ban it? It's been in fucking the format for a while.
Yeah, I don't fucking understand. That boggles my mind. Almost pun intended.
It was previously banned in standard because if it's... What is it? Whatever the fuck it is.
It was just too good.
Yeah, simple. Too fucking good. Uru is probably a case of one card doing far too many things, allowing players to gain card advantage. Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Yeah. That's why he got banned.
Yeah.
In his heyday.
Access to more mana, gain some life, and present a threat all in the same package. Many players have been clamoring for the Elder Giant to remove from game formats for some time, since he's been released.
Yeah. And I completely get it. I do. But here's the thing. I think at the point when they released Uro, they should have unbanned Oko. Oko was the answer to handle a 6-6 fucking body that did stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. Because why? Oh, I'm going to turn him into a fucking 3-3 elk that has no abilities.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, it dies again, they can escape it again. That's... Escape is a pretty fucking strong ability, period. But on its face. But it's the rest of its text that is just obscene. I mean,
but still, you still have cards in older formats like Legacy, which, you know, Surgical Extraction... stuff like that. I want a Surgical Extraction you.
They all gone.
They don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, it goes to the graveyard. You have plenty of graveyard hate. You can get rid of the graveyard real easy.
Yeah, and a lot of tech in Legacy is graveyard hate.
I will probably buy this.
Yeah. It's $5 off for foil or non-foil because they're printing a banned card, soon to be banned card, in the set. That seems fair to me.
Oh, yeah.
So, honestly, good runs, thorough. I'm bummed that I'm probably going to get stuck with my foil.
You know what? Keep it.
Yeah.
Because you know why? It's still great in Commander.
Yeah, and that's where it stays. I run it in fucking Yarok. I double that ETB, bitch.
Exactly. So, the next up is Keldheim Part 2 Showcase. It is Inferno Titan.
Again, 10 out of 10 knockout. Love the art. Love the way it looks.
Grave Titan.
Needed a fucking reprint.
Yes.
My God.
And, well, you gotta remember, it had a couple of reprints.
It's had
it
reprints.
Had the, it it's had still the high. Microsoft Xbox reprint.
Yep.
With the alternate art.
All and that one.
Kroxa, Titan of Death's Hunger. Which, funny thing, is not getting banned.
Because it's not as good. I don't think it sees that much play in comparison.
No.
Let's see. I'm gonna look up the price on Grave Titan real quick. Grave Titan. Clickety clickety.
But this one, gentlemen and ladies out there, $29.99 for non foil, $39.99 for foil.
M12, $9. Commander 2014, $8.50. Magic 2011, $8. Mystery Boosters, $8. The media promo, the Xbox promo, $16.
Yeah.
It needed a reprint. It did.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, they came up just because I searched Grave Titan, but you know the Ultra Pro Playmat for Grave Titan, those ones back in the day? You know what that one's going for right now?
What, Bill?
$80.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a playmat. And I like those playmats. I love that style. I wish they did those again.
So, now, if you guys are really interested in the set, you can buy all of them. The Fairies, the Keldheim Part 1, the Foil Edition, Part 2, and the foil edition, the unfathomable crushing brutality of basic lands, and the foil edition, the Valentine's Day 2021, and the foil edition for $259.91. That's actually not bad. You're getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're getting 9. No? Yeah. You're getting 9 because you're only getting 1 fairy.
Yeah, because the fairy's only in foil.
Yeah, that's actually not.
$260. It says you're saving $50.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
I'd split it.
Yeah, because
I'd pick up.
Literally.
Yeah, I'd pay. I would say, like, if I were to walk up to somebody on this one and be like, "Hey, do you want like a bunch of these?"
Yeah,
and I'd I'd throw $60 into it to grab the two that I'm looking at.
Exactly.
Maybe a third one if I felt like throwing another 20-30 at it.
Yeah, dude, I can see that. I mean, that's I would. Yeah, I would. Definitely.
I just wish they'd fix their foil problem, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? They've been having problems with Pringles for a long fucking time, bro.
Yeah, but the Pringles are getting worse and worse by the day. A
long fucking time for Pringles. So, guys, we got a Patreon.
Yeah.
We got $1 and $5 tiers, man. For as little as a buck, man, get added to the DGen chat. The league still hasn't kicked off yet. Reason why is we're still waiting for people to contact us if they want to get in the league.
Yep.
Message Parking Lot on Twitter.
Yes. I am Parking Lot. Find me on Twitter. I just posted something on Twitter. I want you all to co-comment on it.
So you might
run to my name in my truck.
Yep. Just
do it.
Yep.
I'll put it to a poll and I will have the name printed onto the fucking truck.
Nice. We also got a Facebook, Instagram. We got Twitter. Also like to give a shout out to Garbage Day. Go check them out over on SoundCloud, iTunes. Their shit's fucking getting better and better every time I hear it.
Oh yeah.
Also go check out Brewing the 99, my other podcast that I am Brad's Ed McMahon.
You are the Ed McMahon.
All right, this is Earl Grey.
Parking Lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Yeah. Show it out louder. Show it out louder. Like that shit. Like that shit. Pass me that champagne. That champagne. I gotta put the cup sideways.
On the block, toe up.
Yeah, yeah.
Work on me, trying to build the flow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping that these grams don't go up. Gotta make sure it's butter so these bands don't slow up. So I keep my eyes open, gotta watch for police. They can search me all they want, the work stashed in the briefs. File a lawsuit if they dare go underneath. Another week, you be a traffic cop, fucker with me. I'ma get money, nigga, with a good ass lawyer. Yeah. Be fighting everything like a good ass brawler. Yeah. But back to the money, I need my cake. They know I'm getting pills off like Beats by Dre. I got bitches on the side that wanna be my bae. I'm like, nah, they like, why you gotta be that way? Look, I ain't got the time. Fuck her once in a while, cause I don't want no ties. I ain't trying to hear no lies. I just focus on this money and this music shit. Niggas hating, they don't faze me cause I'm used to it. Ever since I started winning, they been losing it. Now I'm about to be the bomb, ain't no diffusing it. Which way should I put this? I keep telling these niggas I'm non-regular. Everything dope, I went on a Mondega
run.
Floor seats at the ball game. Spending big money like a small chain. They got mad when I saw fame. Guess they thought I didn't have it in me. Slow trues down and started wearing ball mains. Guess that shit was getting average to me. If you owe me something, better have it for me. Cause my homie got the tool and he gon' clap it for me. I gotta be on point because them racks is on me. So don't judge me when you see I got that ratchet on me. Being a trap, I probably spend days in it. Bitches be trying to chill, I'm trying to get laid in it. Tell kids pull up, probably bought haze in it. Money in a sneaker box, keep thinking it's J's in it. I work my whole life to live this lifestyle. Niggas say I'm next up, I'm thinking right now.
Right now.
Smoking loud, I'm in the white cloud. I can feel it in the air, I think they see the light now.
Right now.